this gospel that we read today is half of a gospel we normally read in Matins for a resurrectional gospel. And it is the gospel that includes St. Thomas coming and saying, "My Lord and my God." We have not heard that part. That part will be next week. There's great symbolism, great importance in hearing this gospel in two pieces. First, it will be read in this one piece, the half, and then it will be read the half again plus the second half. So the whole gospel will be read next week. This is very important. And the reason why is because the resurrection is something that is realized by degrees in our life. The Lord came, and the first thing He said to His apostles was, "Peace be to you." He says that to us too. How many of us always feel peace? No hands are raised, because we don't always feel peace, do we? Many times life is quite difficult. Sometimes it's because of the way the world is, things that are happening in our job, in our family, friends, or things that are happening to friends, things that we can't control that are difficult. Deaths and sicknesses and problems of friends or family with addictions or our lives that are in disarray. Sometimes this lack of peace comes from ourselves. I'd say most of the time, right? In our hearts. Because we cannot always be at perfect peace. We're agitated by things. We think things we shouldn't be thinking. We do things we shouldn't be doing. We pray, and yet it doesn't seem to get a whole lot better. But the Lord said, "Peace I give to you." The Lord is not a liar. This peace comes in degrees. If a Christian really understands that and embraces that, then when you struggle today, you know that there will be reward tomorrow. In our day and age, we want reward immediately, sometimes without any struggle whatsoever. But that is not the reality of life. The reality of life is the Lord says, "Peace be with you," and He means it. And this peace is realized in our hearts, but slowly. Because of our own inability to completely comprehend it. We cannot know the peace of God without becoming peaceful. We cannot know the love of God without loving. We cannot know the extreme condescension of God to become man, even though He in all things is God, without becoming humble. And these things take time, they take effort, they take toil, and they take, as it were, our blood. But the Lord said, "Peace be with you." Now Thomas was not there when the Lord first came to the apostles. He was on some errand. And he didn't see the Lord for 8 days. For 8 days he says, "I don't believe it. I don't believe you saw Him." But he did something very important. We're like Thomas in that sometimes it's hard to believe things are going to get better. Let's admit it. Is there one of us that doesn't sometimes have these thoughts? Now, I'm a priest. I hear a lot of confessions. I can safely say there's not a human being I've ever met that doesn't struggle with thoughts of, is it going to get better? Can I get better? Is this going to change? Etc., etc. Thomas, just like us, his world had been shattered. His Lord was dead. And he did not believe that He was alive. Because he couldn't see Him, touch Him, feel Him. But he did something very important. He stuck around. He was still with the apostles. They were still praying. They were still fasting. And when the Lord came again 8 days later, Thomas was there. Now, if Thomas had not been there, he wouldn't have seen the Lord, and he wouldn't have believed, and he wouldn't have been saved. And his grief would not have been turned into joy. For Thomas, it was 8 days. For some of us, it would be 8 weeks, or 8 months, or 80 years. But our grief will be turned into joy as well. This is a fundamental dogma of our Christian life. Where there is weeping, later there will be rejoicing. But only with effort. So yes, we celebrate the glorious feast of Pascha and the joy of Pascha today. But then we look into our lives and say, well, this thing is not right, and that thing is not right, and I don't know what I'm going to do about this thing. And sometimes I just don't know what to do. That's like Thomas was. But the Lord said, peace be with you. And He says it to us too. And if I could, as a priest, inculcate in my flock one value, besides, of course, a desire to follow the commandments and all the other things that a Christian must have. If you don't want to follow the commandments, if you don't want to struggle to love the Lord, you'll get nowhere. But even in the midst of all that, if we do not have endurance, patient endurance, and just say, I am going to keep on praying, keep on fasting, keep on struggling, keep on being kind to that person who's not kind to me, keep on struggling with my thoughts, even though I don't necessarily see a good result now, because I know there will be joy later. If I could inculcate that in you, I would. But you know what? With us, with me, with you, it has to come from within our hearts. We can't give to another person's desire. We can model desire. We can show that we desire by the way we live, but I can't give it to you. So my prayer for you today is on this glorious day of Pascha, that you would believe the Lord. He said, my peace be unto you, even as the Father has sent me, so also I send you. He's saying the same thing to you and to me that He said to the apostles. Peace. Peace is the point of our life. But peace only is obtained by becoming good as the Lord is good. It takes time and it takes effort, but it is worth the effort. So whatever you can do to obtain this peace, do it. If you ever need to talk to someone, if you want to talk to me, I am easily available. We can talk, we can pray. Perhaps there is advice to be given. Perhaps only you need another human being to hear the fact that it's hard. And you're having trouble. Thomas had people who heard it. The apostles heard it. Said, I don't believe. Until I put my finger in the holes, I won't believe. But they didn't say, Thomas, you're just stupid. We saw it. How can you not believe? Just get away from us. You're just, you know, a negative on us. They didn't say that. They stayed with him. He stayed with them. And he found joy later. Let it be so with us. Christ is risen. Christos voskrese. Christos aneste. Amen.